And now, the rest of the story. Americans, our space shuttle disaster last January took the lives of all astronauts aboard, including Ellison Onizuka, Japanese-American Air Force colonel. Onizuka was one of the Challenger crew who died. Now, following the tragedy, there was an outpouring of grief among the colonel's friends in the little Tokyo district of Los Angeles. In his memory, many of those friends sent out brochures seeking donations to Onizuka's favorite charities. Los Angeles Mayor Tom Bradley learned about all of this, and hoping further to honor the fallen Challenger crewman, the mayor proposed renaming a street in little Tokyo. The neighborhood's Weller Street was only a block long. A minimum number of people would be inconvenienced by the address change. Weller Street, suggested Mayor Bradley, should become Onizuka Street. And the announcement was made, and word spread to the 40-some businessmen whose stores were located on the street to be renamed. And they were shocked. Immediately, they protested. Weller Street, they said, must never, ever be renamed Onizuka Street. And they put their declaration in writing in a signed petition expressing their displeasure to Mayor Bradley. The mayor was confused because very few Japanese Americans had distinguished themselves as had Colonel Ellison Onizuka. In his youth, he'd been a star athlete, an honor student, an Eagle Scout. He'd studied aerospace engineering at the University of Colorado at Boulder. He became an Air Force test pilot, then an instructor at the Aleut School for Test Pilots, Edwards Air Force Base. Joined NASA in 1978. There are not many role models for Japanese youngsters in the United States. Ellison Onizuka seemed an obvious candidate as such. So the mayor investigated further, hoping to make sense of Onizuka's opposition on Weller Street, and discovered that the street originally had been named for a man who had been of much help to the Japanese people in Los Angeles after World War II. But still, the mayor was unconvinced, because certainly there was some other reason behind the Weller Street residents' objections, something they were reluctant to reveal. And that revelation was made first by Mrs. Katsumi Konitsugu, the executive secretary of the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center. It was she who confided to the mayor the rest of the story. The businessmen of Weller Street agreed, understand, that Colonel Onizuka ought to be honored. In fact, they were willing to compromise with the city council. They were willing to find a street that would bear the astronaut's full name to be called Colonel Ellison Onizuka Street. But never, never could they abide a street named Onizuka Street. That would be entirely unacceptable, and this is why. Onizuka is more than a proper name. Onizuka in Japanese, well, it means something. Literally, as best we can translate, it means tomb of the demon with two horns. Or another way to say it is, Onizuka translated means place where the devil lives. That's right. As though in an eerie anticipation of the awesome burst of fire in which he died, Onizuka's name is also a Japanese word for hell. And now you know the rest of the story.